Good morning, everyone.
新到的菩萨请往前坐。
So people newly arrived, please come forward and sit front.
你想坐椅子就坐椅子区，想打坐的话呢，就坐我们的方殿。
Please feel free to sit in chairs, or if you like to meditate, you can also sit on cushions.
如果坐垫的人呢，到时候腿痛的受不了的话呢，也可以换个位置也可以，换到后面坐椅子也是可以。People
who sit on the cushion, if you feel the leg pain, and you can also feel free to change to chairs.
我们的时间没有很长。The
talk won't be too long.
但所说的内容是非常的简单。And
the content of the talk is quite simple.
但是非常的重要。But
yet it's very important.
尤其对我们的人生，人的生命来说，它是非常非常的重要。
It is very important to our life, to the meaning of our lives.
过程当中会用很多故事的方面，也是实际发生的事情来跟大家分享。
So during the talk, I will share with everyone stories and true life stories.
那这样子的话，大家可能会印象比较深刻。So
hopefully it will leave a good impression, a deep impression on everyone.
现在，请，不晓得这个可以吗？老师，你的档案是很新的版本吗？没有很新，就一般的那个。我这个电脑备用都可以用的，看一下，打不开吗？ 这个这个，就是因为它接上这个是比较麻烦，直接电脑就可以开了。首先要了解一下，诸位菩萨平常修行的方法。So
first, I would like to know what the method you're using.
打坐修定的请举手一下。
Who are using meditation, practicing concentration? Please raise your hand.
好，举高一点。哦，好好好，不是很多。好，那以念佛，或者说不管是念阿弥陀佛也好啦，或念观音菩萨也好，或者是持咒的方式，这念佛。 念菩萨的圣号的，请举手一下。Please
raise your hand if your main method is a recitation of sutra or mantra, no matter
who that is. 持咒，其实也算是念佛。用很多种的，又是打坐，又是念佛，又是持咒的，又是诵经的，请举手。Please
raise your hand if you use both.
多像。
Meditation and recitation of Buddha's names and sutra.
请举手一下。
Please raise your hands.
哦，也蛮多的哈。好。Quite
a few people.
可以吗？不行，那不行，那就今天就先不看也没关系。没关系。好，对不起，因为这个档案一时没办法用，没有事先准备。那没有也没关系，第一天，大家先从这个听这个。 法门的缘起来跟大家介绍。Sorry,
we encountered some technical issues, but it's fine because this is the first day of the series lecture, so we're just going to talk about the origins of this method.
好，这样子可以吗？好好。刚刚知道了诸位菩萨的修行的方法，还应该说是蛮多元化的。
但以修行来讲，修行不要太杂。
So I just learned by showing of a hand, I just learned people using different method actually is quite diverse. But I think it might be more effective if you just focus on one or two.
能够一门深入长时的熏修应该是最佳的选择。
It probably be best if you can pick one and really go deep into that method.
就是法门不要太复杂。
And also the method, it's better not to be too complex.
集中我们全部的精力在自己的方法上，直下用功。
It's best to concentrate all your energy on one method and keep practicing.
好，现在可以了。
Okay, now we have our PowerPoint.
首先刚刚说到说修行的方法贵在一门深入长时熏修就是集中我们全部的精力一辈子精力在自己的法门的上面这样是非常重要的
Yeah, so it's very important to use one method and keep practicing all your lifetime so you can go further and further. This is very important.
因为人生非常的短暂
Because one lifetime is really short.
一眨眼生命就没有了
Before you know, you're about to die.
没有时间让我们浪费在对生死无关的这些方法的上面
There's not much time left, so you shouldn't waste your time to do something else that has nothing to do with life and death, the most important issue.
不管你选的是什么法门
No matter which method you choose,
法无高下
The method, there's no superior or inferior as to method.
只要我们具足信心全力以赴
As long as we have great faith in the method and continue trying, keep trying.
相信这样子的话，这一辈子就会成功。
I believe you will succeed by doing that.
重点是在信心跟坚持。
So the key, the emphasis is on your faith and whether you can keep it, keep practicing.
虽然说法无高下，但呢，它还是有所区别的。
Although I said there's no higher or lower method, there's no superior or inferior method, but methods are still different.
因为众生有八万四千的烦恼，就有八万四千的法门来让我们用来对治。
Because people have 84,000 different types of vexations, so there are 84,000 types of different methods to deal with the vexations.
但因为众生的根基有深有浅，所以在选择上就要加以注意了。
Because everyone's karmic roots are different, so we have to be careful which method we pick.
如果选择得当的话呢，我们的修行很容易得力，容易契入。
If you pick the right method, it will be very effective.
就容易看到成果。
And it's easier to see results.
有所成就。
And you will you will have some achievements.
真正说来应该在这辈子就会有成就的。
So you should see some results, good results in this lifetime.
如果你选对方法
If you pick the right method,
就是适合自己的方法
which is a proper method that's suitable to you.
然后全力以赴
Then you just keep going.
那我们就开始来介绍。
Okay, now we get started.
首先要介绍的是，就是为什么我会以这个法门来弘扬啊，来跟大众分享的原因。
Okay. So first of all, I would like to share with you why I picked the Pure Land method as my main method for practice.
这有大概可以从下面三个方面来跟大家这个报告。第一次就是生打第一次龙禅师的弥陀佛气之后的一个感受。
I think I probably have three reasons. And the first one actually started with my original vow when I attended the seven-day recitation of Buddha's names retreat.
因为打了这个佛七也促使我成就出家的因缘。
Because after that retreat, I made up my mind to become a monastic monk, a nun.
也在出家七年之后呢，才发现自己的修行碰到瓶颈。
And I also encountered a bottleneck after 7 years becoming a nun.
所以内心感到非常的焦急不安。
So I was very anxious during that time.
也很惭愧。
And I also felt ashamed.
出家就是为了要精进了生死度众生。
Because becoming a monastic is to be able to cut off my vexations and help deliver sentient beings.
都已经七年了，怎么修行是这个样子呢？
But after 7 years, why I was still here was, you know, my practice was still not great.
打坐的时候不是昏沉就是妄想。
So when I meditate, I would either wandered off or felt drowsy.
要不然就冷水泡石头。
Or just like not going anywhere.
毫无进展。
There's no progress.
当我心中起了这么样的一个惭愧心的时候呢，就有个因缘。有人来跟我介绍念佛的净土法门。
So when the this kind of repentance mind arose, someone actually came to me and introduced me to this Pure Land method.
让我想到第一次打佛七的时候的这个法喜充满的过去。
That reminded me of the special spiritual connections I had when I attended my original retreat of recitation Buddha's names.
就想也许跟这法门比较有缘吧，就开始回来努力的念佛。
So I guess probably I had a certain affinity to this method of reciting Buddha's name, so I decided to come back and using this method.
诵无量寿经，平常念佛，打坐也念佛。
So I start to recite the Sutra of Infinite Life, and also recite Buddha's names, do prostrations.
但修行的过程没有同行善知识的互相砥砺帮忙，所以很快的这个。动力就没有了。
But after a while, there were no great advisors around, or there's no great companions around, so I start to lax off.
又把这个念佛的方法又丢掉了。
So I dropped the method of reciting Buddha's name again.
然后过了一年，有个机会，我常住派我到泰国参学一年。
So after a year, there was an opportunity that I was sent to Thailand to study Dharma there.
专门研就是修学修习泰国南传的禅修的方法。
So I was sent to Thailand to learn the Theravada special method.
那没想到半年之后自己又生病了。
Unfortunately, I got sick after 6 months.
生病的原因是很小的病，就是一般的中暑。
I got sick. Originally, the reason was quite small, just summer heat.
因为太小看它了，所以没有重视它。
Because it was just summer heat, I overlooked it.
那没想到这个小病呢，就变成大病，越来越严重。
Surprisingly, I didn't get better. I got worse and worse.
就在这时候，又刚好办好手续，出国到斯里兰卡。
And at that time, I was sent to Sri Lanka again.
一个比泰国又更落后的地方。
A country which is not, even less developed than Thailand.
因为跟一行，就是有同行的法师有六七位。那又在到斯里兰卡又跟大概又二十几位的法师菩萨会合，所以行程没办法改变。
I can't change the journey because I was accompanied by six other companions, monks, monastics. And when I got to Sri Lanka, there were 20 other more joined us. So I can't just stop and rest.
总是希望说，哎呀，明天我的病就会好了，明天我的病就会好了。
I kept telling myself maybe tomorrow I'll be well.
可是不但没有好，越来越严重。
But unfortunately, it got worse and worse.
同行的法师菩萨们白天都到各地去参观。去斋僧，然后又那时候刚好是斯里兰卡的每年的万佛节，就是这个佛教的嘉年华会的时间，所以非常的热闹。
So my companion monastics were visiting different temples, attending different events because at time there was special celebration for Buddha's birthday, but I can't go.
我只能够在旅馆昏睡。
But all I could do was just kept sleeping in a hotel.
不晓得怎么办好。
So at that time, I didn't know what to do.
也不晓得时间。
And I didn't even have a sense of time.
因为我的表辈，我的这个同伴借走了。
Because my watch was borrowed, was lended to someone else.
只能看着太阳，大概在什么地方？大概这时候是什么时候了
？So the only thing I could tell the time was just looking at the sun, the position of the sun.
心中非常的焦虑。
So I was very frustrated and also anxious.
害怕。
Also afraid.
不晓得怎么办好。
And didn't know what to do.
我问这旅馆的服务人员说，能不能请医生来帮我看病
？So I asked the hotel people who worked at hotel say whether they could find a doctor.
他说没有。
They said no, there's no doctor could come over.
他说你要是心情不好，身体有什么问题。请我到那个最顶楼去看看风景就好了。
Well, they said one thing you could do is just go to the top of the hotel and see the view, because the view is quite good.
啊，我也没办法，就跑到最顶楼去看风景。
Since there was nothing else I could do, so I took their advice and went up the top of the hotel.
就看到四周有很多的树荫。树木就是那个树林。
And saw the view, there was a lot of trees.
然后看到这个树的最上面有看到这个塔，一个塔的这个样子。
So the trees are formed like a shape of tower.
看到那个塔，我就感到非常的心好，非常的安慰。看到那是佛塔。
When I saw the shape of tower, I felt a little bit better because it reminds me of Buddha.
Or, 还有佛在那里。
And I felt like the Buddhas are there.
啊，其实佛是无所不在啦，哈。
Actually, Buddha is everywhere.
但是我们迷失的时候，就是要这些假象来让我们的心得到寄托。
But when we got lost, we really need those phenomena to show us, and we can so hold on to that.
后来就回到我的房间去休息。
Then I returned to my hotel room and rest.
因为这时候已经严重到，整个内脏都受感染了。
Because at that time, I think all my intestine got affected.
从这个尿这个尿这个小便时候会痛，然后尿血，到最后小便全部是泡沫。
Okay, so the symptom was quite bad. When I urine, it hurt, and I, you know, urine was blood.
看到他只是一时的心安。
So when I saw the auspicious view, it was just a moment of relief.
回到房间，我的心又开始不安了。
So when I was back to the hotel room, my mind became unsettled again.
打坐呢，没体力。
I didn't have enough strength to do meditation.
念佛呢，心静不下来。
And reciting Buddha's names did not help either.
你们说怎么办呢？
So, what do you think? What could I do?
要是你碰到这样的情况，你怎么办？
What would you do if you were in my shoes?
念观音菩萨，还有呢？
Some people said reciting the 观世音菩萨的 Avalokiteshvara.
这时候就是心很乱，念不下来。
At that time, my mind was so unsettled, I couldn't keep focusing on reciting Buddha's name.
还有没有更好的方法？
Is there other better method?
有没有提供一下？
Someone said try to find a doctor.
那边是要想办法找医生，那时候也没想到要找医生哈，就是想到师父的法语。
Yes, I should have been looking for a doctor, but I that didn't occur to me at that time. But I was, it occurred to me what 师父 said.
师父说，当你的病到没有药医的时候，就是没药医了，没药救了。
So, 师父 said, when you were so sick to the degree there's no medicine can help.
那就把你的命呢，把你的还是要把你的身体交给医生。
You still need to leave your body to the doctor.
然后把你的命交给你信赖的佛菩萨。
And leave your fate to whoever Bodhisattva, great Bodhisattva that you have faith in.
因为那时候我已经没有办法进食。
Because at that time, I couldn't eat anymore.
喝水吐水。
If I drink water, I would vomit.
吃药呢，吐药。
If I take medicine, I will vomit too.
所以医生对我来讲也大概没什么帮助了。
So doctors can't really help at that time.
那这时候就想到师父这句话，那就要发愿。
So I was thinking of Shifu's words, so I said I need to make vows.
本来我是很不甘心，我不想那么早死的。
Before I didn't want to die because I still felt like I want to live.
我还很年轻。
I was still young.
我还很多事情都还没做。
There were so many things I want to accomplish.
很多行都还没修啊。
There's still a lot of method I haven't practiced yet.
而且白发送黑发，父母师长都还在。
And my parents and elder people are still around. It's very sad for them to send me off.
那是多么让人悲痛的事情。
That would be quite a tragedy.
可是呢，是别无选择。
But I didn't have a choice.
因为我们中国有句谚语，阎罗王要你三更死，小鬼不能留你到五更。
So there's an old saying in Chinese, when it's time for you to die, you have to die.
那怎么办呢？那就认命吧。
Okay, so what can I do? Well, I guess I'll just accept it.
该死的也是要接受。
So even death, I have to accept it.
问题我到哪里去？
But the problem is, where will I go after death?
这时候想到自己的愿是生生世世在人间行菩萨道，做人行菩萨道。
So then I thought of my original vow. My original vow was I want to practice the Bodhisattva path, lives after lives in this world.
那我得去找一家投胎吧，找个有缘的爸爸妈妈，我去投胎，才有机会做人嘛。
So if I want to stick to this vow, I have to find a good family to be born into for next life.
问题是我不知道我的缘在哪里啊。
The problem is I don't know where my karmic affinity was for that family.
才发现这个愿很好，但不切实际。
At that time, I just realized my vow was good, but it's not realistic.
相信诸位当中也有这样子跟我一样发这个愿的。
I'm sure there are some people sitting here having the same vow as I had.
你们还继续这样子发下去吗？
Are you still going to make such vow or keep such vow?
如果你修行有把握。
Well, if you're very confident in your practice,
当你临终的时候，你已经可以找到你的投胎的地方，有缘的父母，那你好为你赞叹，为你祝福。
And if you can find where, if you know for sure where your next life will be, find the family to be born into, then I will really appraise your practice and feel happy for you.
否则我还是建议你，先发个愿，到西方极乐世界继续修学，成就了再讨价慈航，趁愿再来。
Otherwise, I would suggest perhaps you could make a vow to go to the Western Pure Land first, and then you can come back to this world.
这时候真的可以生生世世行菩萨道，直到成佛为止。
After that, then you can keep coming to this world, practicing the Bodhisattva path, and until you reach the Buddhahood.
所以我在这个时候，我就只好赶快重新发愿了，跟阿弥陀佛发愿。
So at that time, I have to revisit my vows and change it to make vows to go to the Amitabha Buddha's Pure Land.
跟阿弥陀佛说，我的命该终了，我愿意到西方极乐世界，但是呢，要麻烦阿弥陀佛派一个圣众来接引我到西方。
So I said to Amitabha Buddha, it seemed that my life is about to end. I really want to go to your pure land. Please send someone to show me the way.
这时候我已经出家十年了。
So at that time, I had become monastic for 10 years.
想去西方，也不晓得西方怎么去。
I wanted to go to the Pure Land, the Amitabha Buddha's Pure Land, but I didn't know how.
这是个大问题。
That was a big problem.
请问诸位有这个问题吗？
I want to ask, do you have that problem?
发愿到西方，但不晓得西方怎么去。
The problem that you had made the vow to go to the Western Pure Land, but you didn't know how.
诸位有知道的请举手一下。
If you know how, please raise your hand.
请举手一下吗？
Please raise your hand, don't be shy.
已经知道要怎么去西方了。找到路了。
If you already know, please raise your hand.
请举手一下。哦，有一个。
Just one.
哦，那是哪一位啊？可是我出家十年，我都不晓得怎么去，只好请阿弥陀佛慈悲来接引了。
But at that time, I already become a monastic for 10 years. I still didn't know how to get there, so I had to ask, Amitabha Buddha compassionately send someone.
我不敢奢望阿弥陀佛来接我。
I couldn't imagine that Amitabha Buddha could come.
只要有一个派一个圣众来接我就可以了。
As long as he could send someone to come, is good enough.
哪怕是下品下生，我都乐意。
Anyone would do.
这个愿发了之后，我又发现我还有愿。
After I made such a vow, I noticed I have more vows.
我在想，人之将死，才发现自己行修的不够，善行的不够，缘结的不够。
So I realized when I was about to die, I realized I didn't have enough good merit or virtues, or I haven't helped enough people.
所以很后悔自己为什么没有在身心健康的时候。好好的念佛，做好往生的准备。
So, I felt regret that I didn't make good preparation for death when I was still healthy.
所以我又跟阿弥陀佛再发一个愿。
So I made another vow in front of the Amitabha Buddha.
如果我还有福报，还有因缘留在这个世间。
If it happened that I could leave,
请阿弥陀佛慈悲帮我，应该说介绍吧，一位有跟我有缘的医生把我的病治好。
So I pray that Amitabha Buddha will send a doctor that could help me cure the illness.
我相信有缘的医生，他才能治好我们的病。
I believe only the doctor who had affinity with me could help me.
我能够好起来，我要用我的身体来为众生奉献。
So if I could, my illness could be gone, I could be cured, I will use my lifetime to help the liver sentient beings.
然后要好好的念佛。
And I made a vow that I will keep reciting Buddha's names.
要随时做好往生的准备。
And I will be ready to die at any moment, make good preparations for death.
这个愿不是我怕死。
I made this vow was not because I was afraid of death.
师父告诉我们说，不要怕死。
师父 once told us, do not be afraid of death.
不要等死。
Do not wait for the death.
然后不要早死。
Do not die too early.
早是早去自早死。
哦、oh, 早死。
自早死路。
Okay.
Oh. 不是早一点的那个早。
Okay. Do not look for death.
所以要是我还有因缘我还是要活下来。
Okay, so if there's a chance, if there's affinity, I still want to live.
有生命你才能够好好的修行。
Because Only when you have a life, then you can keep practicing.
你才能够好好的为众生奉献。
And you know, only when you have a life, have a body alive, then you can help deliver sentient beings.
来行菩萨道。
So in this way, you can keep practicing the Bodhisattva path.
这个愿发得很真很切。
So that vow was very real, urgent.
因为是在生命交关的时候。
Because that vow was made in such a crucial time in my life.
所以这份真切的愿，它产生了力量。
So that vow had actually worked, had great power.
所以这个愿一发之后，我就心就可以静下来了。
So after I made that vow, my mind started to settle.
佛可以念。
I find I could start reciting Buddha's names now.
打坐也可以坐得下来了。
And I had the strength to meditate.
第二天，果然找到了有缘的医生。
And the next day, I did.Find a good doctor.
因为同行的所有人看见我那么的严重，都很害怕。
So other people saw I was so sick, they all got afraid.
万一我真的死了，那也很麻烦。
It would be quite troublesome if I did die at that time.
所以赶快帮我找一家最大的医院，把我送去治疗。
So they find the biggest hospital around nearby and send me there.
果然医生有缘吧，他帮我做试验，好，什么药能够我不会排斥，帮我打针，然后慢慢的病就好了。
So the doctor tried different method on me, tested and see what medicine could work.So I could take it, and it worked, and I gradually got better.
我从此也真的很努力的念佛。
And after that, I took my vow seriously, and I did practice diligently.
念了一年多。
After a year,
身体好了。
My body, I got healthier.
工作一忙碌。
I got quite busy.
然后就把阿弥陀佛忘掉了。
Then I forgot about my vows and the reciting of Buddha's names.
我们在笑，大概也是有这样的经验吧。
I saw you laughed. Do you feel you have a similar experience?
哎，不过这是修行的大忌哦。
But that's, you know, that's the biggest problem for practitioners.
一年多以后就忘掉了。还好，一年多之后，我又再捡回来了。
So after yeah, I forgot about method, but the important thing is I picked up the method again.
有个因缘让我想到自己临死前的愿。
There was one incident occurred that made me remember my vows.
那也刚好有因缘比较空一点点，就开始努力又念佛了。
So I got diligent reciting Buddha's names again.
一年多后又被调工作了。
And after another year, my job assignment was changed again.
又是很忙的工作。
And I got really busy again.
然后呢，又把阿弥陀佛丢掉了。
And not surprisingly, I forgot about my practice again.
哇，真是可怜哦。
What a pity.
那这样子，大概到出家17年后的有一天。
So just like that, back and forth, after 17 years after becoming a monk,
有因缘听到一位老法师讲弥陀要解，阿弥陀佛经的解释。
So I had a chance to listen to a monastic was.Talking about the sutra of Amitabha, the explanation for Amitabha Sutra.
这是偶一大师写的。
Which was written by Master 偶一。
净土宗第九代的祖师。
He was a nice patriarch of the Pure Land School.
所以大概没多久之后，我一天豁然就自己就觉得有所觉悟。
So I felt I got some insight after I had that talk, listened to that talk.
因为这个法师在剧中呢提到莲池大师的一个修行的开示。
Because during that talk, that monastic mentioned Master Lian Chi's practicing method.
听了之后，我就觉得又把我从前的愿又勾起来了，又记起来了。
So that reminded me of my original vows that I made.
这个公案我常常会说。
That was a story that I would often share with people.
诸位当中应该很多也听过了。
So many of you may have already heard.
不妨再听一次啦啊。
So just please bear with me, I would like to say it again.
就是莲池大师有一位弟子，他皈依之后就来问他的师父。
So one of the Master Lian Chi's disciples came to ask Master Lian Chi.
说师父啊，我现在皈依了，我要开始好好努力修行，要好好的研究经典。
So that disciple just took refuges. So the disciples told, said to Master Oyi, said, "Oh, 师父 since I took the refuges, I decide to practice diligently."
请问师父，我要怎么修行？我要研究经典，要从哪一步开始？
So he asked the master, if I want to study sutras, which one should I start with?
莲池大师告诉这位弟子说，我自己是如何如何如何。
So Master Lian Chi replied, I was, you know, how I did this. I was doing this, this, and this.
他说，我自己呢，是八万四千行，饶与他人行。比如说那么多的法门我都放下了，都让别人去修去。八万四千行，就是所有的法门。
So, Master Lian Chi said, among all these methods, a method of 84,000 types of method, I led other people to practice those methods.
三藏十二部，饶与他人悟。就是三藏十二部经，所有的经律论的经典都让别人研究去，我都放下了。
And among all the Buddhist scriptures, treaties, I let others study them.
我自己只捡一句的阿弥陀佛。
I only do one thing, that is recitation of Buddha's name.
那这位弟子就问师父说，那师父你教我们怎么念佛？
Then the disciple said, "Then Master, please teach us how to recite Buddha's name."
他说，我教你们大家念南无阿弥陀佛。
Master Lian Chi said, "I will teach you to recite the Nam Mo A Mi Tho Pho."
那师父你自己怎么念啊？
So the disciple asked, "师父, how did you recite yourself?"
我自己念阿弥陀佛。
Master Lian Chi said, "I myself recite Namo Amitabha."
请问
啊？哦、okay.
阿弥陀佛。
Just Amitabha, even simpler.
差别在哪里呢
？So what's the difference?
一个六字，一个四字。
Okay, the difference one is six Chinese characters, the other version is four Chinese characters.
那师父，为什么你自己念四字，教我们念六字呢
？Okay, so they.The disciples asked, "Why your master? Why yourself recite just four Chinese characters, and then you ask us to recite six Chinese characters?"
师父说啊，你们这些弟子们说要念佛，要往生西方，哎呀，都是随便说说的而已啦，不是真的。
The man said, "Because you guys, you disciples, when you said you want to go to the Western Pure Land, you recite the Buddha's names. You just do it formality, as a formality, you don't really mean it.
你们都贪恋你们的六亲眷属，贪恋妻子，贪恋儿女。
Oh, that is, I must not be a monk. Anyway, Master Lynch said, because even though you recite Buddha's names, you still attach to your worldly possessions, your family, your wives, your children.
你的财产，你的事业。
And your wealth, you still attach to your wealth, your career.
哦，贪恋这些那么多，你们都舍不得离开。
Because you are so attached to everything in this world, you are not willing to let go everything.
所以，请你们念六字加个南无两个字，对阿弥陀佛比较礼貌一点。
So that's why I ask you to add Namo, so that you can show more respect to Amitabha Buddha.
比较周到一点。
It's better and more respectful.
善根重厚一点。
And will accumulate more merits.
那我自己呢，势在必行。
And for myself, because I decide to go, I will go.
没有其他的选择。
There's no other choices.
我这辈子要是不去西方的话，我一定是六道轮回。
If I don't go to the Western Pure Land, I will go to the cyclic existence.
所以对阿弥陀佛就不客气了。
So, there's no need for such a formality of Namo anymore.
就直接了当，四字佛号，简单扼要。
So I will just be direct and simple and just recite Amitabha. That's four Chinese characters.
我听到这个公案之后，我就豁然开朗。
After I heard such story, I suddenly understand.
我想我可以把修行弄得跟怎么样，跟莲池大师一样的简单。
So I could make my practice quite simple, just as Master Lian Chi.
要放下。
Just drop everything.
简单扼要的一句佛号能够好好念下去。
Very simple, direct, just to recite Buddha's names and keep doing that.
那临终好能够靠阿弥陀佛的愿力好能够往生西方。
So, when I come to death, I can, because of Amitabha's vows, I can go to the Western Pure Land.
所以就觉得修行轻松多了。
Then I felt it actually is quite relaxing to practice.
那是不是真的就死心塌地了呢？
Was that true that I just did that?
还是不够死心塌地。
Not really.
我才了解《阿弥陀经》里面所说的。
Then I just realized what the Amitabha Sutra said.
这四个字阿弥陀佛的确是简单难信之法。
The four Chinese characters, 阿弥陀佛 is simple yet difficult to practice.
尽量尽量了。
So I just,
尽量。尽量的。
Okay, so I will just try my best.
因为出家嘛要面对的菩萨很多众生有很多的需要所以我还是得涉略其他的法门。
Because I'm a monastic, so I have to respond to different people's needs who come here, so I still need to learn other Dharma methods.
但是我绝对不管做任何事情一定要回向西方极乐世界。
But no matter what I would do, I will transfer the merits to going to the Amitabha Buddha's Pure Land.
然后乘愿再来。
And then come back to this world again.
好。然后还有一个原因就是自己曾经发的愿。
Okay. And another reason is because my the vows I made.
就是因为第一次佛七打完之后，法喜充满。
Because I felt so joyful when I finished the first retreat of reciting Buddha's names.
不可思议的法喜充满，绵绵不绝的从这个内在不停不断的发出来。
So there were a great deal of inconceivable joy gushing out of my heart.
所以那时候就很自然就想到这样子，未来一定要想办法把阿弥陀佛四个字向全世界的人介绍，让他们都知道认识阿弥陀佛。
Because I felt so joyful at that time, I made a vow that I want to introduce this method, Amitabha Buddha, to the whole world, let people know.
所以这是我个人会选择这个法门的一个缘起。另外呢，就是祖师大德的开示，也让我自己能够从这个方向坚持不移。
So that was my personal reasons why I picked this method. Another reason would be a lot of great masters, their talks, their revelations.
这个释迦牟尼佛哈，这些祖师大德其实都跟净土法门哈的弘扬非常直接，好是影响我个人的部分。那其中释迦牟尼佛呢？他就是说出这个净土法门的，我们的就是我们的教主释迦牟尼佛。
One of them are on this slide is Shakyamuni Buddha. So actually, Shakyamuni Buddha was also the original teacher of this method.
那请问释迦牟尼佛是怎么成佛的呢
？I would like to ask how did Shakyamuni Buddha reached his Buddhahood?
藕益大师在《弥陀要解》里面也告诉我们，释迦牟尼佛也是念阿弥陀佛成佛的。
Master 藕益 actually told us in one of his works said, Shakyamuni Buddha actually also recited Amitabha Buddha's names.
因为释迦牟尼佛他知道这个法门，他要向众生介绍，但是呢，他的弟子们，哪怕最有智慧的舍利佛都没有办法提出这个问题。
So Shakyamuni Buddha knew this method, but none of his disciples actually requested or asked about it. Not even the most wise Shariputra.
所以最后佛没有办法了，只好不问自说。
So in the end, Shakyamuni Buddha has to talk about this method without request.
好，众生的因缘成熟了，没有人问，他也要说出来。
So the causes and conditions have ripened. Even no one requested, Shakyamuni Buddha was going to talk about it.
所以这个净土法门是佛不问自说的法。
So the Pure Land method is a method that Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha told us without requesting.
包括我们的文殊普贤菩萨。
Including Manjushri and Savantabhadra.
他们也都是普贤菩萨。他们也都是要念佛，要求生西方极乐世界。
All those great bodhisattvas, actually, they also recite Buddha's name and wanted to go reborn in the pure land of Amitabha Buddha.
我们从相关的经典都可以找到这个讯息。
We actually can find basis in lot of Buddhist scriptures.
像文殊普贤的回向记。
The transfer of merits of Manjushri, Bodhisattva Manjushri and Samantabhadra.
他们就是要求生西方。
And they wanted to go and reborn, be reborn in the pure land of Amitabha Buddha.
以后会把他的愿呢秀给大家看哦。
I will show those vow, their vows later.
那另外要提到的是六祖慧能大师。
Another great master I want to mention here is Master Hui Neng.
他是禅宗第六代的祖师。
He is the sixth patriarchs of the Chan method, the Chan school.
其实他也劝我们要念佛。
Actually, he also recommended reciting Buddha's name.
师父有一次带五百菩萨走江湖，到禅宗的祖庭去寻根探源。
So Master Shen Yan once led 500 people to go back to mainland China to find the roots of Chan.
我就注意到这些禅宗的祖庭有什么样的特殊的状况。
I noticed something special about those Chan temples.
看他们的门，那个寺门口，这个都贴给一个念佛是谁。
So I noticed...All those Chan temples, they all posted, who is reciting Buddha's name? That's a question.
他们的晚课也几乎都有念弥陀经，都有念佛。
And their evening services also include the Amitabha Buddha and also reciting Buddha's names.
然后在六祖慧能的南华寺的前面，就有一个六祖慧能大师对念佛的开示的内容。
Okay, so in the Nanhua Temple, which Master Hui Neng resided before, there was a post about Master Hui Neng's talk about recitation of Buddha's name.
以后有时间再跟大家分享。
I would like to share with people, maybe find another time.
好，然后六祖慧能大师在六祖坛经里面也提到。
So, in the Platform Sutra, Master Hui Neng also mentioned.
他的师兄是神秀大师。
So, one of his teacher's disciples is Master 神秀。
那他们是以禅来接引众生。
Their main methods are Chan methods.
那六祖大师有一天就对神秀的弟子智成法师说。
So one day, Master Hui Neng said to Master 智成, who was a disciple of Master 神秀.
他说你的师父的禅接引的是上乘是大乘人。
So he said,Your master 神秀 his Chan methods are suitable to people who was going to use great vehicles.
我的禅法接引的是上上乘人。
And my method is suitable to people who has supreme roots.
所以要是你是上上乘人。
So if you have superior roots,
才比较容易可能从禅的修行得到最后的成就解脱。
Then it might be beneficial for you to practice Chan and see some good results.
禅它是非常直接。
The method of Chan is very direct.
叫直指人心，见性成佛。
Direct to your mind and ask to see your Buddha nature.
但你的根性要契合。
But your roots have, your karmic roots has to be suitable for this method.
那就修行容易成就。
Then it will be, the Chan method can be very effective for you.
否则可能到一个瓶颈，你就不容易往上。
Otherwise, you will encounter a bottleneck, and then you find yourself stuck there.
哦、你们可以去看看这个六祖坛经里面、哦、看到其中就是有这样的开示。
So you can see such dialogue, such conversation in the Platform Sutra.
其实我们很多的这些净土宗的祖师其实也都是禅修成就的。
So a lot of patriarchs in the Pure Land School are also Chan masters.
但也因为众生的需要所以他们都回过头来弘扬净土。
But because of the needs of sentient beings, they came back to use the Pure Land method.
永明延寿禅师就是个例子。
For example, Master 永明延寿 is a good example.
其实莲池大师也是已经开悟见性。
And so as Master 莲池, he was also enlightened, of course, and see the nature.
他也可以称得上是禅师。
You could call him a Chan Master as well.
那永明延寿禅师他是主张禅净双修。
So Master 永明延寿 actually advocates both method, Chan method and Pure Land method.
因为他出了一个饲料简。
So he has a, okay, so he wrote a piece.
就说饲料简就是一个四个句子啊四个句子。
So it has four couplets.
在永明延寿禅师之前呢，这个禅跟净是不合流的。
So before Master 永明延寿， people use Chan method and the Pure Land method distinctively, do not merge them.
禅是禅，净是净。
So Chan method is Chan method and Pure Land method is Pure Land method. They do not combine them.
而且会互相排斥。
They even become exclusive with each other.
但当永明延寿禅师的饲料简一出现之后呢，大家就认同了。
But after Master 永明延寿 people start to realizing actually you could combine the two.
禅跟净就合流了。
So the Chan method and the Pure Land method start to merge.
不再互相排斥。
They do not exclude one another.
因为永明延寿禅师的成就非常的高。
Because Master 永明延寿 reached such a high achievement.
所以在当时呢是很有影响力。
So he was quite influential at that time.
所以禅净双修的一个理念呢一直延续到现在。
So the idea of practicing Chan method and Pure Land method altogether continue to this day.
然后偶益大师、
mm-hmm.
好，偶益大师哈，他是净土宗第几代？第九代的祖师。好，有偶益大师。是净土宗第九代的祖师，好，偶益大师，他跟莲池大师是同个时间的人，但莲池大师年纪比他大，比他先往生。
So Master 偶益 is a nice patriarch of Pure Land method, Pure Land school, and actually Master 莲池 was lived at the same time period with Master 偶益, but Master 莲池 was much older and passed away first.
在传记里面提到偶益大师也是二十几岁就明心见性就开悟了。
So in some biographies mentioned, Master 偶益 actually got enlightened during his 20s.
因为他根性非常的利，所以不管他修什么法门，都很容易就能够契入得力。
Because Master 偶益 had such a sharp mind, very good roots. No matter what method he used, he can beneficial from that and it become quite effective.
他在没有学佛之前是反对佛的，学儒反对佛。
Okay. So before Master 偶益became monastic or started Dharma, he actually against Buddhism and was Confucianist.
后来受到莲池大师的看到他的著作《竹窗随笔》之后，他痛改前非。
But after Master Oyi read what Master Lian Chi wrote, he changed his mind and decided to study Buddhism.
并开始精进的修行。
And practiced diligently.
那他本来对这个念佛的法门呢，也不太，也认为那个是不是什么，就是但是是斋公斋婆啦，就是小看这个法门，觉得这个法门好像没什么，好，他也不认为念佛怎么样。
So in the beginning, Master Oyi also thought a little of the chanting of Buddha's names method, because he thought that method was for old people, not, you know, for great masters like him.
那有一天他生病了，而且他经常生病，他只要发心闭关，好，就生病。
So one day he got sick. Actually, he got sick quite often. Whenever he make a vow or decide to go on a retreat, reclusive retreat, he will got sick.
就是障碍很多。
This is actually karmic obstructions, of course.
尤其在这个山中修行啊，医疗很不方便。
Especially if you want to do a retreat in a mountain, it's quite inconvenient to receive medical treatment.
那一闭关就生病，就是靠自力了，自力来疗自己，精进修行。
So, if you got sick, you can only rely on yourself to go through.
那他在四十几岁的时候，有一天病得非常严重。
So Master Oyi got really sick when he was about 40 something.
病到多严重呢？七天七夜，不能坐，不能卧。只能含着眼泪念佛。
So how severe it was, for 7 days and 7 nights, Master Yi could not sit, could not lie down. He could only recite Buddha's names with tears.
七天七夜不能坐又不能卧，那多痛苦啊。
How painful it must be. For 7 days and 7 nights, he could not sit, he could not lie down.
那是在修波州三昧。
Actually, he was practicing, three samadhi.
波州三昧。
I think there's special term for that. It's kind of type of samadhi.
这个波州三昧，简单的说，就是很苦的修行，苦恨。
So this type of I'm going to call samadhi with wisdom, and I don't know the technical terms for that. So that type of samadhi actually is a kind of painful practice.
一般波州三昧要修90天为一期。
So actually, people who practice this method will practice for 90 days.
90天不能坐，不能卧。
For 90 days, you cannot sit or cannot lie down.
一天只吃一餐。
And you only eat once in a day.
90天不能坐不能卧，只能清醒的念佛。
So for 90 days, you cannot lie down, you cannot sit, all you can do is just recite Buddha's names clearly.
你要坚持90天话，你就见佛了。
If you canKeep doing that for 90 days, you can see the Buddha.
就是你已经修成念佛三昧。
And you will achieve that, you will achieve that method.
也叫佛力三昧。
It's called, also called samadhi by Buddha's power.
因为你修成的，十方诸佛都现在你前面站着给你看。
Because once you succeed, all Buddhas from all directions will show.In front of you.
大家想试一试吗?
Would you like to try?
90天
90 days.
不能坐 不能卧一天吃一餐
Would you like to try that for 90 days? Only eat once a day, cannot sit or cannot lie down.
只有吃那一餐的时候可以做。
You can only sit when you have that meal.
大概30分钟吧。
Probably for 30 minutes.
然后修成了，坚持，那就佛现前。
Once you succeed, the Buddhas will appear in front of you.
的确是高难度啊。
It's quite difficult, isn't it?
那因为偶益大师的立根根性非常利，说他七天就修成了。
This master Oyi is so sharp that for him it only took him 7 days.
他是歪打误撞撞着了。
But he actually had that by accident. He didn't pursue that.
他并不是要修般若三昧。
He didn't want to pursue that method.
因为他生病的因缘。
He just got sick, so.
所以促成他修成般若三昧。
And his illness actually helped him to succeed in that method.
而且七天就修成了。
And only for 7 days.
啊，的确不简单。
It's quite amazing.
不是普通人。
Obviously, it's not for ordinary people like us.
不想哪一尊再来的。因为七天，而且在那种生病很痛苦的状态之下。竟然能够如此，哎呀，赞叹，赞叹，赞叹。
Especially in such circumstances, he was sick, so must be even more painful.
然后呢，他后来他就是写了《弥陀要解》，对这个《阿弥陀经》做一个解释。
So after that, he wrote the explanation for Amitabha Sutra.Further expounding on Amitabha Sutra.
那是因为他的朋友跟他请的，他说这个《阿弥陀经》太简单了，人家看不懂。好，那麻烦你把它解释之后让这个修学者看，会是一个很大的帮助。
So actually, he'sfriend requested his work because they find the Amitabha Sutra was too simple. They want something explanation more notes to that.
所以他只用九天的时间就把弥陀要解写成。
So he Master Oyi only spent 9 days to finish his work.
有机会大家可以去看一看弥陀要解。
So, yeah, we would I would like to recommend you to read it if you have a chance.
那下面要介绍的是原则禅师，我不晓得我们的时间应该到几点。
嗯，12:30。
还有十分钟，好，好，就要供养了吗？好，
没有，
就吃饭
结束。
好，那原则禅师呢？他是一个也是有名的禅师。
Master 原则 is also quite famous.
他修行程度非常的高，他已经修到好，他的禅定功夫他已经知道了他的缘在哪里，他的下辈子要到哪里投胎他都知道了。
So for Master 原则 he has such a high achievement that he already knew where he will go after he die.
那他就是不去投胎。
Then he just don't want to go.
可是他的妈妈怀他3年生不出来。
So his mother in next life actually already got pregnant for 3 years, but couldn't deliver the baby because he didn't want to go.
这历史都有记载的，我不是乱说的。
This is a true story. I'm not making it up.
最后没办法，还是去投胎了。
So eventually, well, he can't go against the causing conditions. He still, you know,
有机会再跟大家分享他的故事。
I will share with you his story maybe another time.
那因为他没有要求生西方的观念，他没有发愿往生，你的功夫再好，还是帮不了忙。
So because he didn't make vow that he wants to go to the Pure Land. So no matter how high achievement he has, he still can't go against, you know, going to another reborn in this world.
以他的能力，他要是知道的话，他就有那个能力自主，我到西方极乐世界去，然后趁愿再来。只要他西方，他这个色身一往生，啊，这个事情就解决了。
Okay, so actually, if he had made the vow to go to the Western Pure Land, once he passed away this lifetime, he can directly go there. No need to reborn into another family.
他若往生的没有去投胎，这个孩子就怎么样？就胎死腹中了。
Oh, I see. So, if he had made such a vow and he goes to the Pure Land after this lifetime, and what happened to the fetus in that next mother's womb? The fetus will just die.
也有可能别的有缘人去投胎了。
Or maybe will be used for other sentient beings who had affinity with that woman.
就不要让他妈妈辛苦了三年了。
So there's no need to bother that woman for 3 years.
所以发愿要求生的愿，求生西方的愿非常的重要，一定要发愿，没有发愿去不了。
So it is very, very important to make a vow to go to the Western Pure Land, because without such vow, you will not go there.
然后再介绍我们的圣严师父。
In the end, I would like to talk about Master 圣严。
圣严师父的身份可多了啊。
So Master 圣严 has a lot of achievements.
他是个禅师。
First of all, he's a great Chan master.
也是个说法的法师。
He's also a Dharma teacher.
哎，这个论很多，大概称得论师也称得上。
And he also is a great writer. He wrote so many books.
然后也是个教育家。
And also a great educator.
反正他身份很多。
Anyway, there's a lot of titles. He has a lot of titles.
但他会对他最深的印象是他在禅方面的，好，禅的方面的成就。
Of course, his great achievement is in Chan school.
也以禅来接引众生。
And he also used the Chan methods to deliver sentient beings.
但是最后师父圆寂的时候，他是到哪里去？
But in the end, Where does Master 圣严 go after he passed away?
他在2003年第一次师父他公布他的遗嘱的时候。
So in 2003, when he first published his will,
有看到的请举手。大概2003年的时候，看到师父第一次公布遗嘱。
So,
从法古杂志。嘿，
So please raise your hand if you actually read that for 师父's first will in 2000.
那是第一版的。
The very first version.
里面就有一句呢，我死后你们不要为我建碑，不要立塔，不要发讣文，不要剪坚固子，这个不要不要都不要。
So in that draft,Master 圣严 mentioned, do not build temple, do not build tower, do not pick up my stones after I die. There's a lot of do nots.
你们只要以一句的南无阿弥陀佛，念一句南无阿弥陀佛，同结联邦的圣缘。
All you need to do is just cite one 南无阿弥陀佛。
有看到的请举手。
Please raise your hand if you saw that will.
其实我看到师父这个遗嘱之后，我就很放心了。
So when I saw that line in 师父's will, I was quite relieved.
我自己求生西方的方向是没有错的。
But that further acknowledges that my method of going to Western Pure Land is right.
所以就更努力的念佛。
So I practice more diligently.
然后呢，也是尽量的，很积极的来为 有缘的菩萨介绍阿弥陀佛。
And also try even harder to introduce this method to people who have affinity to it.
介绍西方极乐世界。
Introducing the pure land of Amitabha Buddha.
希望大家都修行成就，通往西方。
I wish that everyone could achieve this method and go to the pure land, reborn in the pure land.
但一定要乘愿再来。
But the most important thing is you have to come back again.
继续为法鼓山的理念提升人的品质，建设人间净土，来行菩萨道。
And continue to practice the Bodhisattva path, according to our ideas of improving the human quality in this world and build a pure land in this world, on this earth.
直到成佛为止。
Until you reach Buddhahood.
跟大家介绍这些，就是希望大家了解我为什么要用这样的方法来跟大家分享。
All I said today is just what I want to share with you why I pick the Pure Land method as my main method.
希望大家修行法门可以不用变，你喜欢怎么修就怎么修。
So hopefully, once you pick a method, do not change.
喜欢打坐的还是认真打坐。
So if you like meditate, then keep meditating.
喜欢诵经的，喜欢吃咒的，都继续。
And if you like recite sutra or recite mantra, and you, of course you should keep doing that.
但很重要的一个观念，就是说要记得把自己所有的修行的功德，点点滴滴都要回向将来生西方极乐世界。
The most important thing to do is to remember to transfer all of your merits of your practice to that your vows that you want to go to the pure land after passing.
但对西方总要多少了解一点吧。
Well, since you're going to make such a vow, it's better that you have some understanding about Western pure land.
否则那个力量大概不容易持续。
Otherwise, it's not easy to keep making such a vow.
好，今天就跟大家分享到这边哦。
Okay, I think that's it for today.
进度有点慢哦。
It's a bit slower than I would like.
但不担心。
But there's no worries.
一定会做交代。
I will definitely introduce the Pure Land to you.
好，阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛。